Adam, thanks very much. Appreciate that. And Susan, we'll be glad to answer a few questions.
All righty, reporters, if you want to ask a question, let us know by pressing star 1 on your phones. Let's go to Kristen Maroney with AgriPulse. Kristen.
Good morning. I have a question. Does the recent vote by the Senate Armed Services Committee to block the Department of Defense's use of renewable energy fuels contradict the USDA's renewable energy goals?
Let me just respond this way. We were extremely disappointed in that vote. Because I think that vote fails to recognize and appreciate the enormous potential of this industry to revitalize the rural economy, and I think fails to realize the important opportunities for expanding farm income, the tremendous job creation capacity that that effort will have, and the fact that we will place our military at a disadvantage, having to rely potentially on imported fuel supplies as opposed to the goal that the Navy has, which is to be more self-reliant on what can be produced in America. We are transitioning from an economy that has been reliant on fossil fuels to one that has greater diversity. And that's a good thing for the country, and it's a great thing for rural America. This was a very difficult vote for rural America, and it essentially turns its back on the folks in rural America that are providing this enormous new opportunity. As Adam indicated, there's a tremendous amount of biomass that can be produced in the landmass of the United States, which can significantly create new fuels, provide competition, which should lower costs for consumers, reduce our reliance on foreign oil, create jobs, and expand farm income. I certainly hope that as this process continues that folks will understand the negative impact such a vote has on rural America and will ultimately decide that the Navy, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Energy are on the right track, working in a collaborative, coordinated way to produce these new fuels, to reduce the cost of them, to further the research that will allow us to be even more effective and more efficient over time. Obviously, I'm troubled by it, and I think it was a mistake, a big mistake as far as rural America is concerned.
Let's try to get a few more calls in. Let's go to Tom Content with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom?
Hi, thanks very much. I wanted to also follow up on the Armed Services Committee vote. I guess my question would be, what happens to the RFP? Can the agency still go forward with the RFP after that vote, or is it stalled now?
Well,
next question.
It's a committee vote, so we're going to continue to move forward. We think this is the right policy for the country. It's certainly the right policy for rural America, and we will work in a collaborative way to make this fuel cost competitive. So some of the concerns that were expressed by the committee, I think, may not fully understand the scope of what we were doing here. The Navy would basically purchase the fuel. The Department of Energy would help finance the construction of the facilities, and the USDA would help buy down the cost of the fuel so it was cost competitive. When you understand the full nature of this, and then you look at the benefits that this industry, this new industry, will have, not just for the Navy, but for commercial aviation. I mean, every commercial airline is interested in getting this fuel into the pipeline. That's more jobs. That's more farm income. I mean, seriously, people have got to understand we should not be and ought not to be so overly reliant on others for the supply of fuel. And we have this enormous capacity within rural America that will be underutilized if we don't proceed in this way. And as Adam indicated, government has a role to work in partnership with the private sector to provide incentives, to provide the right tax policy, to provide assistance to get these industries up and going. And then once they get up and going, they will be self-perpetuating. That's how we've done it. Even the oil industry still gets support from the government. So it's beyond me why we wouldn't help this industry that will create higher farm income, more jobs in rural America, reduce the cost for consumers, satisfy commercial airlines that are faced with regulations in other parts of the world on greenhouse gas, and make our military less reliant on a foreign supply of energy. It is just astounding that people don't understand that.
We have time for one last call, and that's with Ethanol Producer Magazine, Chris Bevel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You've both mentioned the importance of the RFS, and oil groups and others have been ramping up their efforts to repeal or modify that policy via Congress. Do you think Congress will take action on that this year?
Well, I sincerely hope not. The renewable fuel standard is working. It's working to create new industries. It's working to increase farm income. It's working to create new jobs. And as importantly for the consumers, especially at this point in time when gas prices are on the minds of a lot of folks, several studies have suggested that consumers are paying less than they would otherwise be paying because we have a robust commitment to biofuel. And that's only going to get better. It's only going to get more competitive, and that's why the oil industry is concerned about this, because they see the competitive opportunity here. And they're trying to use the political power at a time when this country should be expanding its energy supplies, creating greater diversity and more security as a result, and at the same time creating these enormous opportunities that Novozyme is reflective of. Great jobs, good-paying jobs, construction jobs, transportation jobs. I mean, it's enormous.
Mr. Secretary, if I might add to that, I would like to just say that one of the things I think the public may not understand to its fullest extent is just how far we've come in such a short period of time, and that whether it's for the military or it is for the country as a whole, the advances that we've made are going to make in just a very few short years. We're not going to be talking about the cost issues only. If we do, it will be in positive terms, in that we have fuels, advanced biofuels, that are much less expensive than their oil-based, fossil-based alternatives.
You know, and Adam, that answers the question of why the oil industry wants to defeat the renewable fuel standard and why folks are working with the Armed Services Committee to prevent the Navy from being more reliant on biofuel, because it is becoming a competitive alternative, and that's a good thing. Competition is a good thing.